14 now, 5,168 nautical miles away from Earth.
Apollo 14, Houston.
Go ahead.
Just for your information, we've lost data with the LVDC. We don't have any procedures for you with regard to them.
Say again, Houston.
We've lost data with all data from the LVDC, but we have no change in procedures. So go ahead with normal procedures.
Okay.
That's the launch vehicle digital computer, the LVDC. We're at 3 hours, 9 minutes now into the flight. We're at 3 hours, 9 minutes, 14, presently 5,441 nautical miles away from Earth. You see Kitty Hawk moving in for docking now. We're at 3 hours, 10 minutes into the flight. We show an altitude of 5,577 nautical miles.
Houston 14, do you need any commentary to help you identify what you're seeing with the TV?
We're picking out things pretty well here. Do you have anything for the rest of the country? You might go ahead and talk if it won't interfere with the operation there.
Okay, I'll check for a minute. The S-4B is surrounded here by typical thousands or millions of particles. It came out when we separated. It looked like little winking stars floating around in a very random pattern. The sunlight is shining very strongly off the top of the lunar module as we drift into it. Stuart's doing an excellent job of sliding in here very slowly. As you can see that our approach speed is few tenths of a foot per second, probably. And the limb is starting to get very large in our field of view, starting to cover the window of my plus X window. And the limb, the S4B, are four-sided right on our X axis. We can see all of the orange, yellow, thermal protection around the limb. The parts that are black, silver, white, the colors stand out very nicely. And I can look across Stuart.
Ed, this is Houston. About how far out in range are you now, would you estimate?
About 5 feet.
Roger.
Stand by on the commentary here. radius, and we're about to dock.
Roger.
That was Ed Mitchell reporting they're getting ready to dock. We're at 3 hours, 13 minutes now into the flight.
We're probably a foot, 18 inches to 2 foot out now.
Roger.
We're at 3 hours, 14 minutes into the flight. We show Apollo 14 at a distance of 6,184 nautical miles.
And we docked.
Roger, we can see a slight oscillation.
Ed Mitchell reporting that Apollo 14 command module, Kitty Hawk, has docked with the lunar module. We're at 3 hours, 14 minutes now into the flight. Apollo 14 presently 6,318 nautical miles away from Earth.
We've hit it twice, and sure looks like we're closing fast enough. I'm going to back out here and try it again.
Roger.
We're at 3 hours, 17 minutes now into the flight. 14 now, 6,717 nautical miles away.
Well, we better back off here and think about this one, Houston.
Roger.
We're unable to get a capture.
Roger, Ed.
That's Stu Russo and Ed Mitchell reporting that at least at this point, they're unable to get a capture. We'll stand by.
Okay, Houston, we backed out a little bit, and that last time I hit it pretty good, and we're just not getting the capture latches in there.
Roger, we suggest you verify if you haven't already the docking probe circuit breakers on panel 8.
That's verified.
And stand by 1. We suggest you go to extend on the docking probe, extend retract switch, and check the talkback's gray.
Okay, we did that when we extended, but we'll sure do it again.
And then back to retract.
Okay, we get both gray in the extend position.
Roger.
And we go retract in both gray.
Houston, one other suggestion, go to panel 229 and check the EPS group 4 circuit breaker. Houston, we're about out of ideas here. Suggest you verify you got it to switch back and retract, and then give it another try at docking.
Okay.
We're at 3 hours 20 minutes. Apollo 14 will be coming forward again for another try at docking. Hours 21 minutes. We show 7,372 nautical miles away from Earth.
Houston.
Go ahead.
We we suggest that at the initial contact that you hold plus X for 3 seconds or so at least.
Okay, Houston, we tried it before, but not quite 3 seconds.
Okay.
Sioux has a fair, a good rate coming in this time. And here we come in again.
Okay, Houston, I hit it pretty good and held 4 seconds on contact, and we did not latch.
Roger. We're seeing it all on TV here.
You heard Stu Russo, still no latch. The crew has a period of time that they can continue with this attempt. The restricting item would be as long as we have attitude holding on the S4B. We're at 3 hours, 25 minutes.
Information at 3 plus 34, 24, a non-propulsive vent in the booster will be sequenced on. We don't expect to see much from it.
Say that again, please.
At 3 plus 34, 24, a non-propulsive vent in the booster will be sequenced open. Over.
Okay, we got you.
Okay, Houston 14, I can look in the drogue and I can see three marks 120 degrees apart like the capture latches are scratching the drogue. They're about, oh, I don't know, 1.5 inches long going into the hole in the drogue, about spaced about 120.
Roger. Houston, can you describe the scratches? Are they sharp scratches or rounded off? Over.
Well, I didn't really see that good. I can move back in, I guess. We can take a look at them. They look like fairly distinct scratches coming into the hole. But let's move up and we'll take another look.
Roger.